Welcome to Live Arts Radio, bringing you original radio dramas written by members of the Playwrights Lab and performed by Charlottesville actors. Our second episode is a dark parody of a classic American story. What happens when the audience tunes out, the laughter fades, but the characters are left behind. This is No Man is a Gilligan's Island by Peter Gunter.
Gilligan, what are you doing?
Nothing.
We have work to do.
What's the point?
Come on, Gilligan, this isn't like you.
Leave me alone.
You've been laying here for days. It's time to get up.
Why?
Why? Well, for one thing, we have to get off the island.
Oh, Skipper, how can you say that?
You can't give up hope, little buddy.
Hope? I gave that up a long time ago.
Now, get up, Gilligan, I order you. We don't have time for this.
Time?
Yes, Gilligan, time.
You know, we didn't used to think about time. We followed the rhythms of nature. We had seasons. Then we became aware of time. Time, marking our slow, inevitable march into oblivion. Time, once an endless rope leading us to a golden future, only to turn into a noose, ever tightening around our necks as we continue to count off the seconds. Tick, tick, tick. Time to eat. Tick, tick, tick. Time to sleep. Tick, tick, tick. Time to die.
Gosh, little buddy, this isn't like you. Have you...
If you're looking for your bottle, you left it under the hammock.
Bottle? What are you saying, Gilligan? It's not even cocktail hour.
That's okay, Skipper. You can have a drink.
Well, maybe just one, then we'll get back to work.
Aren't you tired of doing all the work? Cooking their meals, cleaning the latrines, bringing them coconut drinks? Back home, we would have had nice houses in the suburbs. We would have been middle class.
We're all middle class on the island, Gilligan.
We're the lowest of the low. We're practically slaves.
That's not true.
Remember how we used to vote on everything before Mr. Howell started the bank and the land company?
Well, he is good with money.
He's a thief, a snake. We used to call the island Gilligan's Island, not Howell's Island, Gilligan's Island.
Take it easy, Gilligan. You're just upset. We all love Mr. Howell.
You're such a fool. You think Mr. Howell doesn't know about you and Mrs. Howell.
Mrs. Howell? What do you mean?
She sneaks into your hut at night.
Listen, Gilligan, I love her. Please don't tell Mr. Howell.
Mr. Howell knows all about it.
What?
They have an arrangement. Mr. Howell gets Marianne and Ginger, and Mrs. Howell gets you. Everybody knows about your little affair. They've known about it for years.
No.
We can all hear you at night. Oh, Captain. Oh, Captain. Sail me away.
You stop that.
How do you stand it? I'll tell you how. You shut your eyes and pretend she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
All she's done for the past 30 years is lay out by the lagoon and tan. She looks like an old shoe.
Stop it, Gilligan.
Wake up, Skipper. You had Ginger. Ginger, the movie star. Then Mr. Howell took everything and destroyed it. We're doomed. We're never getting off this island.
Stop talking like that. Someone will find us. They found us before, lots of times. There were those escaped gangsters, and that Japanese soldier who didn't know the war had ended, and the surfer who rode in on the tidal wave, and the mad scientist, and the robot, and Zsa Zsa Gabor. You remember?
Yeah, but we never got off the island, did we? Now everybody has forgotten about us.
No, they haven't. You can't give up hope, Gilligan.
It's too late, Skipper. We only have a few days' supply of water left.
Then we need to dig a new well. That's why you have to get up.
Forget it. There's no more water. I've dug everywhere. I warned everyone we didn't have enough, but Mr. Howell kept watering his putting green and filling his hot tub. Now it's too late.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're all going to die of thirst.
You're all going to die of thirst? Don't you mean we?
No.
Gilligan, what do you have in your hand?
Nothing.
You're holding something.
No, I'm not.
Open your hand, Gilligan.
Fine.
Gilligan, that's one of the pills the professor made. You were supposed to throw that away after the typhoon was over.
I knew there would be another disaster, and I was right.
Thank God I came in when I did. Hand me the pill, little buddy.
No, and I'm not your little buddy.
Well, sure you're my little buddy. You'll always be my little buddy.
Stop saying that. I'm 60 years old.
Give me the pill, Gilligan.
You have your own pill.
I threw mine away. We all did. That's the last pill. Now give it to me.
Skipper, stop! Get away from me!
Ow! Gilligan, you kicked me in my... Hey, did you hear that?
Hear what?
The angels.
No.
I heard them, Gilligan, I swear.
That's just the rum talking.
There it was again. Didn't you hear that?
No.
Listen to me, Gilligan. You don't have to do this. We can still be saved. All we have to do is summon the angels.
There are no angels.
Don't you remember what happened when we did something funny? We heard them.
Stop it, Skipper.
We're not alone. I'll prove it to you.
How?
We'll practice one of your pratfalls.
My what?
Never mind. Just say something funny.
No.
Okay, I'll start. I'll say, "Where's my banana?" And you say, "I ate it."
Why?
Because it's funny.
It's not funny.
What's funny is how mad I got.
Really, Skipper? You think that's funny?
Sure, you'll see. Let's go. Gilligan, try it. "Where's my banana?"
I ate it.
Gilligan! Now wait. Do you hear it?
I don't hear anything.
Let's try again, little buddy. Have some faith.
This is ridiculous.
If we just believe hard enough, then maybe, just maybe, we'll be saved in time.
It's over, Skipper.
Just try it.
Fine.
Okay, here we go. Gilligan, where's my banana?
I ate it.
Gilligan!
Hey, I think I heard something.
Yes, yes, let's do it again. This time, it'll be even better. Okay, here we go. Gilligan, where's my banana?
I ate it!
Gilligan! There, did you hear it?
You're right, Skipper, I hear it!
Now say something funny.
Like what?
Say, "I better skedaddle."
What's funny about that?
I don't know, it just is. Now say it.
Okay, I better skedaddle! I hear it!
Say something else.
What?
Anything!
Okay, I wonder if there's a heaven.
That's good, Gilligan. Say something else.
I bet everyone is happy in heaven.
You're a riot. Keep going.
I feel it, Skipper. I feel the old magic.
That's my little buddy. I knew it would work. You see, there's always hope. Now give me the pill.
No.
Do what I say, Gilligan.
Do you promise to give it back if I need it?
Sure, little buddy. Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My pill! You ate my pill! What did you do that for?
You're right. It's hopeless. I'm sorry, little buddy. Goodbye, Gilligan.
Skipper! Skipper! Oh, my God! What am I going to do now? You took my pill, and then you had to die in my hut. Wait a minute. Maybe the angels can bring you back. I just have to say something funny. I ate your banana! I ate your banana! Nothing. Okay, wait a minute. I'll play Skipper's part, too. He got the laughs. Gilligan, where's my banana? Sorry, Skipper. I ate it. Gilligan! There it is. I hear them, the angels. Get up, Skipper. Get up.
What? What happened? Where am I?
Skipper, you're alive. It worked.
I'm back. I can't believe it.
What was it like, Skipper? Was it horrible?
No, it was wonderful. I had a 3-bedroom house, a brand new Buick, and my wife looked exactly like Ginger. Everything was perfect. And then something happened.
I'll tell you what happened, Skipper. I got the angels to laugh.
Wait a minute, Gilligan. You did this?
I saved you, Skipper.
You didn't save me, you idiot.
Don't get mad, Skipper.
Come here, Gilligan. I'm gonna wring your neck.
Uh-oh. I better skedaddle.
Oh, Gilligan! Oh, what's the use? Where's that bottle? I guess I might as well face it. We're never getting off this island.
No Man is a Gilligan's Island was written by Peter Gunter and performed by Tom Howard and Harold Langsam. It was produced by Dan Gould and directed by me, Nathan Andereth. Production help from Sean McCord and Alex Citrone. Music composed by Corey Caprone. Recording was done at the excellent Ravensworth Studio with the assistance of Greg and Elizabeth Schoenborn. Many thanks to Live Arts Theatre for its help and guidance. This has been a Playwrights Lab production.